The Newport Music Festival has given us over 40 years of unique chamber music programs, American debuts, world-class artists, and special events in the Gilded Age summer cottages of Newport, Rhode Island. The Newport Music Festival has become one of the most extraordinary festivals in the world. In its 44-year history, the Newport Music Festival has become celebrated for presenting over 130 artists and ensembles in their American debuts. For further information, call 846-1133 or visit newportmusic.org. The American Music Festival series, featuring the Newport Music Festival, is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. Test drive a world-class Hyundai car today and experience the Hyundai of Newport difference. Hyundai of Newport offers the best customer service in Rhode Island. For more information, log on to hyundaiofnewport.com. Start your fun day in Newport at Hyundai of Newport.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special show about the Newport Music Festival, celebrating its 44th season this summer. We just are at the end of the festival. It's been a great run. Started on July 11th with 61 different concerts that were involved in the festival. And we have a very special guest with us tonight. Maybe we won't tell you where he's from. We'll let you guess by his accent. It could be he's from the Deep South, or it could be the North. We'll let you decide that. His name is Roberto Plano. Welcome, Roberto.
Hi, thank you.
You got to give them more than the hi thank you so they can figure out where you're from.
The accents, yeah. Sorry, my English is not so good yet.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
But
since probably 10 years.
10 years now.
Well, that was my first appearance in the U.S.
10 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, 11 years ago, sorry.
Now, you are from Italy.
I'm from Italy.
And you have played at the Newport Music Festival this summer, and your concerts are done, and I understand extremely successful.
Yeah, well, the audience was great, really great. I mean, this is something that we're not used to have in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, the audience is very, very well educated, of course, but very reserved. So it's very, very hard to hear a bravo or
cheering
or
loud
cheering.
Clapping.
Yeah.
Even loud clapping
at
some
point. While here, they were standing up after first half already. So that's great.
Well, that's great. That's also a tribute to the fact that you're probably pretty good at what you do.
Well, I think they're very nice.
Which is, what instrument do you play?
I'm a pianist.
Pianist, okay. Yeah. And I noticed that when you came to the studio today, you brought your piano in with you.
No,
it was not a Steinway. That was just your luggage because you're on a tour. You're going somewhere else. We'll talk about that in a little while. But getting back to the festival, you played at the Breakers, which, just so you understand, is one of the smaller homes in Rhode Island. most of the houses are bigger than the Breakers.
Oh, really?
Wow. Now, how many times, you said 10 years ago you came to the United States. How many times have you been here, you think? Once a year or?
No. Luckily, I come here very often in the States. Everything started back in 2001 when I came to the U.S. for the first time. And that was to compete in the Cleveland International Piano Competition, which happens to be one of the most important competitions in the world. And I wanted to have an experience because they were paying for the trip and for the lodging and for the meals to the competitors that were accepted in the competition. So I decided, well, let's go to the U.S. for free and have an experience and find out about the major piano competition. That was my first major piano competition. And then, I don't know how, I got first prize at the end. So
amazing.
Yeah.
You don't know how. Talent had nothing to do with it. It was strictly the luck of the draw, I'm sure. No, I'm sure that talent had a lot to do with it. And let's go back to Italy in your younger days. Mm. What part of Italy are you from?
I'm from the Milan area. Actually, a little northern than Milan, between Milan and Switzerland, so very north.
Okay, and you started playing the piano at about what age?
I don't come from a musical family. My parents emigrated from Sicily when they were very young, and really they didn't know anything about classical music because my father was coming from a foreigner family, and my mother's family were hairdresser. So I really didn't know anything about music. But when I was three, my godfather gave me a little toy keyboard as a gift. Mm-hmm. And if you go to my website, which is robertoplan.com, you can see a picture of me at three playing that little keyboard. I still remember it. It was red and white. And they just noticed that I was spending hours on that keyboard, even if I didn't know music. Hmm. And I was finding melodies by ear. And then lately, I discovered that I had perfect pitch. So that helped me a lot by finding melodies. And so when I was seven, they decided, well, let's try to have some music lessons for him. And that's how I started. So I went to a music teacher in my town, which is very small. And the music teacher, after 6 months, told my parents that I needed to have a piano because I still had that little keyboard and also that I needed a better teacher. So that's how I started.
So your teacher said you needed a better teacher.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So maybe she recognized that I could have
potential.
Potential. Right. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we have a couple of CDs that Roberto has brought with him of his own music that you'll hear him playing on. And let's get to a couple of those right now, and then we'll talk more about the festival. What's these first two pieces are off of your CD, track 4 and 5. Tell us what those are going to be.
Yeah. Well, we're starting with the latest CDs that I did, and it's a world premiere CD. Because I feature in this CD an Italian composer, a totally forgotten Italian composer named Andrea Lucchesi. He was born in 1741 in Italy, and the music history just almost canceled his name for specific reasons that I can tell you about a little bit. But in any case, this is music from the 18th century, so it's basically harpsichord music. But that we play, that I can play on a piano, because we do this with Bach, for instance, or Mozart. So
sure.
I decided to do this on piano, and I think it sounds pretty good.
We'll listen to these two now and be back with more about Roberto.
Thank you.
beautiful music that we're hearing played by Roberto Plano. And Roberto is just finished being at the Newport Music Festival, and that's what this show is all about, celebrating the fact that the Newport Music Festival just finished its 44th season. And Roberto, earlier you gave your website, but I want to make sure that people can understand it very clearly. And it's your name, Roberto Plano.
.com. Yeah.
Okay. So they can go there and they can listen to some clips of music, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a list of free tracks that they can download.
Free tracks. Yeah. That's always good. Yeah. And you can see the little picture of you at 3 years
yes.
old and probably many other things.
Yeah.
And also CDs that are available for purchase, mm-hmm. including the ones that we're playing
sure.
today.
Yes.
All right. Great. Why don't we just get to a couple more pieces of music before we take our first commercial break. Tell us what those two are going to be.
Yeah. Well, they're movement, the two movements of a sonata that closes the CD. And also it's the closing piece that I played in the Lucchese section of my recital that I played a few days ago. And actually, it was the American premiere of these pieces, because these are pieces that were not published since only a few years ago. And also, I'm not playing only what is published, but I'm also finding scores that are not published mm-hmm. in the libraries of music conservatories in Italy and even at the Library of Congress in Washington. I'm doing a research on this composer, and I found out many things, actually. This composer, he left Italy when he was in his 30s. He was very successful in the Venice area before he went to Bonn and replaced Beethoven's grandfather as the Kapellmeister in Bonn.
Wow.
And apparently Beethoven's grandfather didn't do a very good job, but Lucchese came in and he led the musical chapel in Bonn to be one of the most successful ones in Germany. And so Lucchese became the Kapellmeister, and he was the conductor of an orchestra where the young Beethoven was playing the viola, the real Beethoven that we know, was playing the viola in the orchestra that this guy was conducting.
Wow.
So we know that Beethoven had probably many influences by Lucchese. We also know that Mozart admired him so much. And he was playing his concertos many times. So it's fascinating to see how a musician that we don't study, that we don't know about, at his time was very successful.
Sure.
And so there's a scholar now in Italy that thinks that something happened to his music, because it's very strange to know that he composed a lot until he got to Bonn. But then when he got to Bonn, we almost don't have anything else that he composed. So this is partly because in those days in the musical chapel, when you became the musical leader in a
right.
music chapel, you could compose music, but the music belonged
to the church,
to the chapel, to yeah. the church, mm-hmm. yes, and to the prince.
Right.
And so that's probably why we don't know his music, because when he died, the church didn't give back the music to the
right.
to the
so
family.
Sitting somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
But the scholar is saying something even more fascinating in a way, but a very strange thing, that his music could have been sold to others, and specifically to Haydn and Mozart. So this
okay.
is a very big mystery. If you go online, there are many debates on this, especially in Italian, but I think there's something in English too.
So we've opened up a whole world of intrigue for our audience now
yes.
that want to dig into this. Okay,
yeah.
Well, great.
Well, because you will notice that there are some relationship with Mozart's music. It's not the same. Lucchese's music is a kind of between Scarlatti and Mozart. It sits somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
But I think it's the only Italian that was able to written in a Mozart style.
We're going to listen to a portion of this one. We'll fade into it and then take a short break and be back with more of A Tribute to the Newport Music Festival with special guest Roberto Plano.
Thank you.
Welcome back to a special show honoring the Newport Music Festival in its 44th season, which has just concluded. I'm Mike Maino, and I have the pleasure of sitting with one of the participants in the festival, Roberto Plano, who is from Italy and telling us all about his music. And we have the opportunity to listen to a couple of his CDs and so forth. And Roberto, you're going back home now after the festival is over and back to Italy.
Yeah.
And then you won't be there too long, and then off to Taiwan.
To Taiwan, yeah, I have many things to do in Italy. I will be president of the jury in a competition. Then I'm giving master classes in Italy and in Taiwan. I'm playing and teaching there for a week in August. And then I'll be back in the States in October, and then many times again in the States in the spring of 2015.
So if we have any listeners in Mississippi, they can catch you in October in Mississippi,
yes,
right?
Yes, in Tupelo, right, yeah. Okay. Then I'll be in California, Bakersfield in the spring, and then many other places. And then I'll be back in August next. So a year from now, I will be again in the States for a very interesting reason. I will be going back to Cleveland, and this time to serve in the jury of the Cleveland International
Piano
Competition.
That 2001 festival that you were first
part of. Well, that was the competition that I won in 2001, and now I will be a juror in the 2013 one.
There you
go. Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm getting a note handed to me by a secret admirer we have here in the studio. Tupelo is the birthplace of Elvis Presley. So there you go. It's a cultural mecca, and I'm sure Roberto will help to make it that. I didn't know that. I guess maybe I did in the back of my mind know that Tupelo is the birthplace of Elvis Presley. The secret admirer that's here is Joel Altman, who is Roberto's manager. Is that the correct title, Roberto?
Yes.
And he doesn't speak much, but he writes nicely.
Yes, he does.
Because we didn't give him a microphone, so we'll just let you know that he's here and making hand signals and so forth in the background. We have to get to some music now, because you have three pieces that are going to be all played at one time here. And then we'll take another break, because we went a little long on that first one. So tell us about these three pieces.
Yeah, this is an example of a full sonata by Lucchesi, divided into three movements. And especially the slow movement, the central movement that you are going to listen to, has very, very many things that are related to me, to Mozart's music. In particular, there's a very famous andante from the sonata in G major, K545 by Mozart, that has so many things that are related to this andante that you will hear from Lucchesi. And especially, the way they build the music, so with the left hand that does a particular specific bass, and then the right hand that has the melody, are so much linked, I think. And many times I do in concerts, I let people listen to the beginning of both pieces to let them understand how close we are.
Okay, yeah. All right. We'll give that a listen, and then we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show honoring the Newport Music Festival that's just finished its 44th season. I'm Mike Maino, and we're here with Roberto Plano. He is a pianist and has been gracious enough to give us some time to come in and talk about his music and where he's from. And Roberto, it's great to have you here in Rhode Island.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was great. I think it's my first time in Rhode Island, actually.
Well, you would remember. This is a pretty impressive place. So.
Yes. Newport is unbelievable. And it was a great honor for me to play in the Newport Festival because I've always heard about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's very nice that Mr. Markovic gave me the possibility to play in the Newport Festival and also to present the new project that I'm presenting in this mm-hmm. period, which is the Lucchese. And so I also had my CDs there to present that are produced by the Concerto label and they're distributed in the USA by Naxos.
Excellent. So, yeah. Well, hopefully we'll have you back again.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
If you do come back, you'll have to promise to come on.
Yeah.
And we'll have you on a guest on my regular show called Conducting Conversations, and it would be great to have you back.
I would love to. Thank you.
All right. And Joel, thanks for being here. I know you can't hear him, but he's actually here. And Joel is going to be driving Roberto around and back to the airport and so forth so that he can get back to Italy and do everything he needs to do.
Yeah.
And we have time to listen to just a couple more pieces. We're going to listen to a portion of this one. We'll fade into it. And just listen to a portion of this and one other piece. And then that will be it for this version of the show on the Newport Music Festival. Tell us about these two pieces, Roberto.
Yeah, we're changing completely atmosphere. We're going to the 19th century now with two great pieces by Johannes Brahms. Those are on my Brahms CD that was released in 2006 in Canada. And they're very different, actually, because the first one is from the late Brahms, Opus 118, number 2. It's a wonderful, wonderful intermezzo. And I'm sure you will recognize the music because it's one of the most popular things mm-hmm. that Brahms composed. While the other one is the scherzo from the Sonata Opus 5 that he composed when he was very young. And it's a very different Brahms from the late Brahms. The late Brahms is very intimate, while the first Brahms is huge, energetic, like an orchestral piece. He didn't know how to write for orchestra, so he wrote for piano like mm-hmm. he was writing for orchestra. So you will see this massive sound of the scherzo.
Thanks again, Roberto. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
The American Music Festival series, featuring the Newport Music Festival, is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. Test drive a world-class Hyundai car today and experience the Hyundai of Newport difference. Hyundai of Newport offers the best customer service in Rhode Island. For more information, log on to HyundaiofNewport.com. Start your fun day in Newport at Hyundai of Newport.